As Christmas approaches, in cities and towns all across Canada, friends are gathering in groups large and small. Bundling up in their warmest garments, they brave the perils of ice and snow to share with their neighbors the joy of song. Here is one family's testimony to the compelling power of the Christmas carol.
They came upon a Christmas Eve, the neighborhood caroling throng. They filled our hearts with Christmas cheer, our ears with glorious song. We stepped out on the veranda and joined in the songs of old. And after rousing King Wenceslas, we asked them in from the cold.
They snapped him up quick as Saint Nick.
We served hot toddies.
They drank enough to make 8 reindeer sick. Next went the ham and the pecan pies, and after they finished the treats,
they wished us well and waved good night off into the snow-swept streets.
We said our prayers and went to bed,
where sugar plums danced in our heads.
And with the dawn of Christmas Day, we sprang with glee from our beds.
We searched the cupboards
and the fridge, but what could we find there to eat?
Save half a tin of tuna fish
and one biscuit of shredded wheat.
Oh, ye who naturally are endowed with hospitality, some timely, wise, and well-earned advice we proffer now to thee. Support your favorite charities, the food bank and the poor. But when the Christmas carolers come, don't let them pass the front door.